Welcome to It's Pretty Personal, a podcast all about sharing South Asian stories. Hey, how are you? I really hope you're having a lovely day. If you follow me on social media, you would know that June is my birthday month, and not too long ago, I turned 26. I shouldn't say I'm old because I know 26 isn't old, but I'm closer to 30 now, which is kind of weird to me. And honestly, I just can't say that I'm in my early 20s anymore. So this is how I think it goes, right? So 20 to 25 is your early 20s. 26 to 28 is your mid 20s. And then 29 is your late 20s. So basically now I'm like slap bang in the middle of my mid 20s. And you know what? I just know that 26 is just going to be the best year ever. Like, you know, when you just feel it in your bones, I just feel that it's going to be amazing. One of the first episodes I did for the podcast was called 24 Things That I've Learned Whilst Being 24. And today I'm back with an updated version sharing 25 things that I've learned whilst being 25. And I think today's a perfect day to record and upload this because I've really been in my feels. Like, you know how everyone has that day where they just like cry a lot and start thinking really deep? Like today is just that day for me. I've also linked last year's episode in the episode description below, along with the link to vote for It's Pretty Personal, aka this podcast, at the British Podcast Awards. What? So if you didn't know, this podcast has been nominated for a Listener's Choice Award at the British Podcast Awards, which I'm so grateful for and was not expecting. It was something on my vision board. So if you do enjoy listening to this podcast, then please do vote. It really will mean so much to me. Also, don't forget to follow and subscribe to this podcast if you haven't. Leave a 5-star rating and review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. And follow me on social media. All the links will be down below in the episode description, but it's basically Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at Pretty Personal. I am so ready to drop these gems of wisdom, so let's get started. Number one, you know yourself more than anyone else does because you spend the most time with you. Having a good relationship with yourself is probably the most important thing in life, but sometimes it can be hard because would you mean like, how can I have a relationship with myself? Trust me, I've literally thought the same thing. So does anyone remember Lizzie McGuire, like the TV show where, you know how in the episode, there will be like a cartoon version of her that will be narrating things. That's how I see myself. Like there is a cartoon version of Brithi and she is the inner me. And she's also one of my best friends because I don't care what people say. But you need to be your own best friend. And that's how you really understand yourself as a person. I think for me, most of me being 25 was being at home. So I didn't really get to grow the way that I normally do through tangible goals. But I think I've gotten to really know myself. Like I know what I love. I know what pisses me off. I know what I'm passionate about, what my morals are. And that's growth too. It just is a different kind of growth. Number two, people support you in different ways. This is something that I've been living by for the past year, and it's that people will always support you, but in different ways. And we can't expect everyone to support us in firstly the same way and secondly the way that we want them to. We all have different people that we go for different things because we have so many elements to our lives and therefore all our relationships are different. And it's the same when it comes to this podcast as well. Like for example, some people follow me on social media, but don't listen to my podcast. While some people listen to the podcast, then they don't follow me on social media. Both of which are cool because you're both supporting me just in a different way. There's been so many complete strangers who have supported me throughout this journey. And I'm so lucky that I get to call them my friends now. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for supporting me and listening to my episodes because it really genuinely means a lot and it does keep me going. I have so many great ideas for season 3, for season 4, even season 5. Like a girl is prepared. Number 3, take a break, say no and come back stronger. I think a lot of times we take on more than we can actually handle. And a lot of that stuff is during our free time, which can lead to burnout. People talk about burnout all the time, and I didn't know it was a thing until I experienced it myself at the start of 2021. So in Jan 2021, I was working a full-time job, studying for my CMA exams, preparing for season 2 of the podcast. And that was also when Clubhouse was a thing. So there was this pressure to support people or you'll get FOMO if you weren't part of a conversation. So I was on Clubhouse a lot as well. And for me, it was too much. Like I was barely sleeping. My screen time was through the roof and I started getting really bad eye strain and headaches. And it got to the point where I was constantly exhausted. That was supposed to be when I was on my podcast break. And I had to really step back and realize that a lot of these things that I do in my spare time, and I don't have to do them all at once. I do have the power to say no, because I am a one human who can only juggle so much. I need to put my mental health first. And it's even harder now when things are opening up and we're starting to have our social lives back. It's hard to say no to plans, or alternatively, you want to make plans and meet people who you haven't seen in a while, or even those new social media friends that you've made. So there can be a lot of this constant like go, go, go. So just remember to take time out for you. If you ever feel like things are getting overwhelming, give yourself some time to recover, because then you will come back stronger. I think the worst thing for me would be to hold it in and keep going until one day I just like emotionally explode. You don't want those pressure cooker situations. And talking about pressure cookers, does anyone else hate it when your mum was making dal? And this always used to happen on Saturday mornings. I don't know why this was like the prime time, but the pressure cooker will always make these like random noises and they will always scare me. Like, I used to hate the pressure cooker. Number four, I don't like this whole notion of my other half. And it's the same with people who think that your life doesn't start until you're with someone. Like, if I'm unmarried, am I a ghost? Is this some free trial of my life that's going to expire soon? And the real thing only starts if I'm with another human being. No, I just think you saying that you have another half makes you feel as though you are incomplete, when actually you are complete. Like, you have all your organs, you have your whole body, you are whole, and no one should really complete you because you complete yourself. I think a lot of times people feel forced to be with people because of the social pressures. But I really do believe that if you have someone in your life, it should only add to you and never take away from who you are. Number five, we are so self-critical. I feel this so much because this is what I'm going through right now. I think a lot of times we're second guessing ourselves and doubting our abilities, when actually people think we're awesome and wish they can be like us. Maybe not wish that they can be like us, but they were probably not even thinking those negative things that we think that they are thinking. So let's take presenting for an example. Others actually think that you did amazing and you nailed that presentation. And we're like, man, I did so shit. I missed this out. I didn't say this point. I feel this all the time, and especially with Clubhouse. I remember when it was my turn to talk on Clubhouse and I can see that the moderator was getting to me. I used to be so nervous, like, oh God, am I going to make sense? Am I going to talk about the right thing? I would talk and say my bit, which, don't get me wrong, I rehearsed in my head literally like 10 minutes before I knew that it was going to be my turn to talk. But after I spoke, my default was, oh my God, I did so bad. I waffled so much. But then I would get messages from people that would be like, I really resonated with that, or I really related to what you can say. And I think the life lesson is that sometimes we're so hard on ourselves, when actually people think that we offer them value and could relate to us. So stop doubting your ability. That's my new affirmation. I stop doubting my ability. Number six, I get my best ideas in the shower. Honestly, but I'm also that person that as soon as I step out of the shower, I forget all of them. It's like the shower cubicle is like this vortex of amazing ideas. And then as soon as I come out, I'm like, I have no idea what I just thought of in the shower. I just need to put a whiteboard or some sort of device where I can write stuff down in the shower, because honestly, the best ideas are always in the shower. That and brushing your teeth. Number seven, the energy you put out there is the energy that you will receive back. And this might sound like the law of attraction, which it is, but I feel as though there's so much in South Asian culture about competition rather than collaboration. And although it is changing, that mentality is still there within the community. And I feel as though sometimes we don't lift each other as much as we should do. There are still those people out there who resort to, oh, why does she get that opportunity and not me? When actually you should be happy for their achievement. The world is a big place and there's space for everybody. And I'm really glad that I personally haven't experienced this firsthand, because I'm just so grateful for my social media community, who has always been so supportive towards me, a random stranger that they've never met before. And I hope that I am the same. I get so excited when I see another South Asian person thriving and doing something they're so passionate about, because we need more of that. Support has to come from a genuine place rather than this whole, if I support them, then they will support me. And it doesn't work like that. You need to support without expectation. Number eight, journaling, vision boards are all tools to achieve your dreams, but you need to put in the hard work. In 2021, I actually created a vision board of everything that I want to achieve in the last 5 years. And I'm not going to lie, When I see it, I'm literally like, I am borderline delusional slash such a big dreamer, because how the hell am I going to get there? But I just know in my heart that I will. I know it's going to take a lot of hard work, ambition, dedication to make it come true. It's not as easy as you stick a picture on a vision board, sit back, relax while the universe does its thing. There's an aspect of that, but is what I was saying is that the energy you put out there is the energy that you'll get back. So you need to really work hard at what you want and put in that grind. So for me, I use my vision board as the end result of this is what I want to achieve, universe. Like, please, can this happen? I also then use my journal as a way to break up all the tasks in order to get there. And baby steps are important. Because I think vision boards, when you start looking at them over and over again, can be very, very overwhelming, because you need to remember that all that stuff is not going to happen overnight and it's a very long-term plan. Number 9, I watch the randomest stuff on YouTube. If anyone opens my search history, it's going to literally be thrift hauls, a dude breaking down Marvel TV shows and films. I'm a massive superhero fan, so I love watching like the breakdowns of all the different Marvel TV shows and theories, and I love that kind of stuff. My YouTube friends, I always support their videos. And also food mukbangs. You know when people go into supermarkets and then they try out all the snacks and rate them, especially the ones in like different countries. So you know when people go to like 7-Eleven in Asia, or they eat everything off like the McDonald's menu in America. I just love watching those, mostly because like, I want to be in a position one day where I can go to Asia and try out all the different sweets and snacks. And also grocery shop hauls. I love seeing what people buy at grocery shops. I think it's because I love grocery shopping. I'm not gonna lie, I low-key think grocery shopping isn't the worst date idea in the world. Because look at it, two birds, one stone, you get your grocery shop done and you get to figure out what this person buys in their grocery shop. Like, it's great. Number 10, embracing compliments. Hands up if you ever get awkward receiving a compliment. Yeah, because I know I do. But I think I've gotten better, but it's not where I want to be. So it's something that I'm actively working on, because I think before, if someone complimented me, I'll be like, thank you, that's kind. And I'll always end it with, oh, no, you shouldn't have. Because in my mind, that's me being humble. But actually, you can be humble and embrace a compliment, because someone went out of their way to be nice to you. For example, when you give a compliment to someone, you truly mean it. Otherwise, you wouldn't say the compliment. So if someone says a compliment to you, you just need to take it, be grateful, be polite, but more importantly, don't dismiss it. Number 11, baby steps add up. Everything that you have done or are doing will 100% help you in the future, and you don't even realize it. If I'm being completely honest, I feel like I haven't been in control of my life for the past couple of weeks. Instead of planning and being really on it, I feel like I'm struggling to stay afloat. In the month of July, I'm going to be taking some baby steps to make sure that I'm in control of my life again and to be quote unquote that girl. And I'm going to document it on TikTok, more as accountability and also, of course, for the memes. But I just want to use it as a social experiment to see if doing all these baby steps will make me feel better. Number 12, communication is so important. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been so shit at communicating. And normally when people text me, I'm really good at replying. But now I've become really bad and realized that I just prefer it if people called me rather than texted me. And I hate it. I've said this so many times. I hate it when people take 3 to 5 business days to reply. And now I'm becoming that bitch that takes 3 to 5 business days to reply. I think it's because I know that I will look at my phone, I'll check WhatsApp, and then I'll go on Instagram. Oh, 5 hours later, I'm on TikTok. I'm still on my phone and nothing productive gets done. And I think for me, if you just call me, I'm so much more present and in the moment of that conversation. And that's important to me when I'm catching up with people who are important in my life. But I think communication is also important at work. Feedback is super important. And I feel like I get really bad imposter syndrome if people don't communicate with me and I'm left guessing on what to do, because it just fills me up with so much anxiety and I'm constantly doubting myself and my ability. So I'm just that person that needs positive reinforcement, that you need to tell me that I'm doing a good job, because I will automatically assume that I'm not. Number 13, trust your gut. I think I've mentioned this before in a previous episode, but your gut knows. And I'm going to give a really random example. This is actually a re-record of the episode, because the first one I did, my gut told me not to post it. I think I just wasn't happy with it. And I never want to release an episode for the sake of releasing one. Like, I always want to make sure that it's up to my standards. And I have high standards. My girl is a high achiever. I think my gut in general has saved me from so many things that now, in hindsight, I'm super grateful for. Number 14, success is what you define it to be. The easiest way to measure growth is always through tangible statistics. But what is success? That's up to you to decide. Is success followers and the number of likes you get on a social media post? Or is it when people message you to say that you've really helped them or you inspired them? Because only a handful of people will take the time to message you. It's so easy to fall into that trap of numbers equal success. And nowadays, there's so many people out there telling you how to grow, what you need to do, how many times you need to post on social media, what to wear, that it becomes very overwhelming and there's just too much noise that you really need to kind of talk to yourself and think about what success means to you. And I've had some time to reflect as well and be like, what is success to me? And I realized it's happiness. Number 15, filtering out the BS. I feel like this year, I've really learned to filter and honestly question how real things actually are. These days, most of us have a pretty good BS detector when it comes to fake news, propaganda, and people. But the more and more things that I realize are fake, the more I started to question things and really figure out, like, is this real, and do my own research, because there are a lot of people out there that are going to make their opinions feel like facts. Number 16, your audience is a representation of you. So a lot of times I always think, what would my audience like to see? But you need to remember that you are also your own audience. So what would you like to see or hear? When it comes to this podcast, I always have a list of topics and people that I want to be a guest co-host with me. I'm very lucky that a lot of that is coming true. So for me, as long as I'm happy with the podcast episode and I listen to it and I get excited, I think that's what matters. So don't ever feel as though like you don't know, because you are your audience too. Number 17, balance is key. I am a massive believer in this and I've always have been. This is a really weird analogy, but I really do see life as like a pizza or a pie or any kind of circular food item that you can cut, whereby every slice represents part of my life. And I think for me now, podcasts and social media has become a huge chunk of my life that it now needs to become a priority. So I've actually started blocking out days in advance where I'm going to try not to have social plans because I need to focus on the podcast. That will be a day that I tend to record, I will edit, I will have calls, I will plan for future episodes. Don't get me wrong, I still get FOMO that I feel like I'm missing stuff out. Sometimes I might need to leave a little bit earlier for an event, and I'm definitely working on not feeling bad about doing that. Number 18, man, I get so stressed out when I'm planning for events. Like for example, my birthday, I legit had a picnic in the park, the easiest thing to organize. And I got so stressed out. I think it was a whole like saving the date and then having to rearrange so that everyone can make it. I don't know if this is just me, but I get really scared when all my friendship groups decide to mix. Because I'm like that pivot that's like making sure everyone's okay. Like, are you all mingling? Is anyone feeling left out? I would hate the fact that if one of my friends felt left out, because that was me growing up a lot and it felt really crap. So I don't want anyone to ever feel the same. And I think planning events in general stresses me out. So I don't know what I'm going to do in the future when all these big events start coming up. Maybe I just need to get better at planning events, but not going to lie, yeah, event planning people who plan events, I have a whole level of respect for you because that is stressful. Number 19, how corrupt the world can be and that everyone has their own agenda at the end of the day. And this is more coming from a political view because so much has happened in the past year when it comes to activism. For example, the farmers' protest in India, which is still going on. At the time, the government were blocking hashtags, removing users, banning the internet. And the same is what's currently going on in Palestine as well. There are so many human rights violations. It made me realize that a lot of times these people who are supposed to represent us, they actually represent themselves and their own self-interest, which is really sad because if they really cared, they wouldn't be allowing all this suffering to take place. Number 20, this is important. Wearing anti-wrinkle cream and SPF every single day. And I think a lot of times we do get really lazy. And I actually started wearing anti-wrinkle cream when I turned 25 because I was just told like that was the time to start. And I think it's working for me because a girl still gets ID'd. It doesn't need to be anything fancy. Like mine is just like an Olay one that I got from Boots. And it's something that I've just incorporated into my daily skincare routine. And I think people always say it like, make sure that you're wearing anti-wrinkle cream or make sure that you're wearing SPF every single day, which is also very important for your skin. And I think during lockdown and the winter, I got into a really good routine of making sure I did wear it every single day, even though I was home, because you still are exposed to the sun. Number 21, experiences over things, always. I'm really not that person that like splashes out on things unless I really need it or I really like it. But that's very rare for me to like really like something that I need to get it. But I will definitely splash out on holidays and spending time with my friends. Basically, right now, all my money is going towards food because I really want to see my friends. I just can't wait to like have my own place where there's a dedicated place for me and my friends to just hang out and chill and have sleepovers. Number 22, organized mind equals organized life. If you follow me on Instagram, you would know that I really enjoy journaling and it's something that I'm getting back into. I try and do a bullet journal spread every single month, and it's a way for me to write down my priorities and goals along with any events and just things that need to get done. And journaling really helps me organize my mind so that I don't get overwhelmed when things start piling up and I can really manage my time. I feel like I have my life together when my journal is together. That and wearing matching pajamas. There's just something about matching pajamas. Like when you wear them, you automatically feel like you have your life together. For me, my journal is my go-to place when it comes to this podcast. And journals can be whatever you want them to be. So mine is really functional and it's filled with like to-do lists and trackers. Well, some people tend to have theirs cater towards reflection. And we're all different people with different things going on. So you need to just do what feels right for you. If you ever want me to do an in-depth video on how I journal, let me know because I will get it done. Number 23, I get so excited over kitchen appliances and furniture. Don't get me started. Am I legit an adult now? Is this what adults do? But at the same time, I'm so indecisive about buying stuff. So a few months ago, I renovated my room and I haven't redecorated it since I was about 16 years old. I got so into room decor. Like I was that bitch that was like watching all these YouTube videos and like spending up to 2 a.m. on IKEA, measuring shelves. Basically, like I went all in. You guys don't want to even know how many curtain samples I ordered. Like I ordered so many curtain samples, right? Do you know how many I used? Zero. None of them were the right shade. And also, why are curtains so expensive? Number 24, romanticize the F out of your life. Because no one else is going to do it. Very rarely are our stories made into TV or movies. And therefore, a lot of times we don't get to see our stories. There might be parts of our story that are the same as other people's, but at the end of the day, our stories are unique. The way we're so unique to this world. So embrace every moment, smile at the little things, and have hope things are going to work out for the best. Basically, live your main character life. I genuinely feel like my life is a movie. Like this right now, this is a scene in a movie. Do you know what I mean? And finally, number 25. Self-belief can be hard, but trust me, it's your biggest asset. I really hope you enjoyed that episode and that you got some value out of it. I love doing these episodes. I actually started planning this like from last year. I really like just like reflecting and be like, oh, this is all the stuff that I've learned this year. And I can't wait to do the next one where I will probably be doing 26 things that I've learned whilst being 26. Anyways, if you really enjoy this podcast, then please don't forget to subscribe because there are new episodes that come out every single Tuesday. And guys, we're near the end of season two. So we only have two more episodes left of season two. We have the season finale, which is next week. And then also the bonus episode, which is a week after. And then a girl is on a break because she is tired. And she needs to rest and recuperate. But other than that, don't forget to listen to all the other episodes if you're new to the podcast. And I guess I'll talk to you next week. Take care. Bye.